Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 4th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and here on this rather overcast Wednesday morning, we want to share a message and we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, The Ability to Teach Others. The scripture text is from Exodus 35, verse 34.
And he, speaking of God, has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others.
Nice job with the pronunciation, Brooksie, as if anybody would really know how it's pronounced. Mr. Simmons was my woodshop teacher at Truman High School in Independence, Missouri. I enjoyed woodshop and still have a bookcase that I made in his class. I can still see Mr. Simmons moving from machine to machine and teaching the students how to properly use them, and especially his emphasis on safety. He had an ability to teach others. I also remember Mr. Simmons because he was a Christian and allowed a group of students to use this room to gather in before school started. All through my life, I have been blessed by those who are knowledgeable and have a wide variety of skills with the ability to teach others. However, the noun teacher, in my view, does not necessarily convey having this ability to teach others. I've had many non-teachers who have taught me very well. Frankly, I've had several certified-type teachers who did not.
Today's verse is set during the construction of the tabernacle under Moses. God had gifted many skilled workers who participated in this project. However, our verse describes a special gift held by two of them. A bit of explanation of the pronouns is needed here due to the limited context that we have used today. He refers to the one. He, the name, as we go over the verse again, which we probably should repeat, but it starts out with the Lord being the one who ultimately gives the ability to teach.
The reference to him is a fellow by the name of Bezalel, who was the principal designer and general contractor in the project. These men were imparted with a wonderful and much-needed gift. Again, we quote that portion of the verse, the ability to teach others, end quote.
Now, the specific skills they had to teach were technical, and likely they managed as well, but what a fine job they did. At the conclusion of the project, we find this word of acclamation from Exodus 39, 42 and 43. The Israelites had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspected the work and saw that they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. So Moses blessed them. We especially note the phrase, just as, indicating it was in full obedience. Consider the role that the obedience of Bezalel and Oholiab had in this outcome. Their teaching was a vital link in the chain of the project's success.
For many of you, I ask that you consider your calling to teach. I know that a good number of you who receive this devotional material teach God's Word in some capacity. For some, it is the students in your Sunday school class. Near my adult Sunday school class is a group of teens taught by a young man named Daryl Martin, who diligently prepares and teaches God's Word. It may be to a group of prisoners like Rick Massantonio, who visited us last week, and he has done weekly Bible studies in prison for nearly 15 years now. We consider a dear couple who for many years have conducted services in several nursing homes in North Carolina. For still others, it's that small, faithful remnant. You have Bible study with the work. For so many others, you have the opportunity to influence others for Jesus, even as you diligently apply your gift for teaching in a secular setting.
Paul urged Timothy in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, verse 2, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." Well, you and I are in this verse. We are many generations removed from the original statement, but we are indebted to the countless spiritual Bezalel's and Aholiab's, who have faithfully taught us and those before us, using the ability and heart to teach given by God.
Keep passing God's truth on today, my brothers and sisters, in whatever capacity God has called you. One day we will also hear a word of acclamation from our Lord Himself. Hopefully those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Let's pray together. Father, help us to be teachable, even as we teach others. Whether it is your holy word, the truths from your word, life skills, or even an occupation. Grant patience, clarity, and purpose in the way we conduct ourselves and in the way we are perceived by those we instruct. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We encourage all of our teachers in whatever capacity today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, June 4th, 2008. We do have some supplemental notes on the site today, and of course a photo, today's case, a beautiful picture of flowers taken by our friend Doris High. We also have several suggested songs today that we feel reinforce the message, and primarily the great, what I would call now classic song, Thank You by Ray Bolts. We have a wonderful online video version linked to from our site today that you can get directly to it, as well as some other music that we feel may bless you. Finally, we have a link up to a wonderful web resource of a solid ministry I've appreciated for many years, Randy Alcorn, who has some tremendous teaching on eternity and living with an eternal perspective. There's a link to his site as well today. Well, thanks for joining us. Continue to be encouraged and stay faithful.